Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station here on LA Talk Radio, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. I'm your host, Davey, and this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. Afternoon, depending on where you are in the world, could be evening, could be early morning. If you're in Pacific Standard Time with us here in Los Angeles, you're hanging out in the afternoon. I wanted to thank you guys once again for tuning in to Dave's Good Vibration Station here on LA Talk Radio. As you guys know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. What do we mean when we say that? Here you go. You tune into this radio show, Dave's Good Vibration Station. What does it mean to actually raise your vibration? Well, I'll tell you. A vibration is simply a frequency that is being emitted that allows for you to experience this universe. What do I mean by that? No matter what dimension you're in, whether you're a human being in the physical dimension or a non-physical being or an angel or a lower density being, everything operates off of vibration, and not just consciousness that is aware of itself, but even inanimate objects have vibration. So when we say this is the show where we have dedicated our lives to do anything and everything we can to assist you in living a happier, healthier, wealthier lifestyle and raising your vibration, what we are saying is we wish for you to do whatever you can to be a happier, healthier, wealthier, and higher vibrating individual. The higher you vibrate, the easier life becomes. As you continue to raise your vibration, as you continue to exponentially grow and embody a greater state of happiness, a greater state of knowingness, knowing your worthiness, knowing that anything you dedicate your mind to, your energy, your focus, your action, it must manifest. This is what we are referring to when we say raising your vibration. We want you to do whatever you must, so as long as it is not self-destructive, to be as happy as possible and to have the ability to learn and master your creative force. So here on today's show, what we're going to be talking about, something that we've talked about many times here on the show, just like we always do with many topics, we will talk about the same topic, but we will approach it from a different facet. We will approach it from a different light, a new understanding, which then opens more doors and then ties into everything that we talk about here on the show. That's another thing that I love about this radio show is here on Dave's Good Vibration Station, every single Sunday, regardless of what topic we are talking about, it ties in to everything. It ties into every show that we've ever had. By tuning into one episode of Dave's Good Vibration Station, you'll be able to get a gist through the interconnectivity of how truly connected all of these topics are. And it's not because we're lazy and we don't want to find new things to talk about. What it is we're always talking about new things. We're always approaching life from a different perspective. We're always growing. We're always learning. We're always changing our beliefs, upgrading our beliefs, upgrading our understanding, upgrading our empowerment. You guys know if you have a smartphone or any type of anybody with a computer or a tablet or a smartphone, you have what's called a software update. When you update your software, your phone runs quicker, the applications will run a lot better and more steadily on your phone. You won't have as much lag time. So when you update your software on your piece of technology, you are literally doing the exact same thing within your mind, within your consciousness. When you raise your vibration, you are upgrading your software. So here on Dave's Good Vibration Station for today, we are going to talk about the importance of upgrading your software. We are going to talk about the importance of constantly becoming a better person, constantly expanding into a greater version of yourself, constantly finding reasons to be happier, to be healthier, to be wealthier, to be more joyous, to be the version of yourself that you have always wanted to become. You know, we always have, ever since we were children, we've had in our mind's eye a vision of the person that we want to be. As we grew older, that vision changed, right? When you were a child, maybe you wanted to be an astronaut, or you wanted to work with animals in some way. As you grow older and as you receive more information about yourself and the role that you play here on this planet, that changes. The version of you, the highest and greatest, most empowered version of yourself, is constantly shifting as you continue to upgrade your software, as you continue to, which that is a metaphor, upgrading your software is a metaphor for raising your vibration, for receiving more information, for embodying a greater state of knowledge, for welcoming circumstances into your life for the sole purpose of bettering yourself and the people around you. So that's another pretty profound idea, if you guys really think about it. You can only be as good to those around you as you are to yourself. So if you are not taking care of yourself, and if you are not treating yourself as the master creator, the king or queen or goddess or bodhisattva of your reality, if you are not really embodying your mastery, you are limiting your potential for joy. You are limiting your potential to continue leveling up. And you don't want to do that. I mean, you're welcome to do whatever you want to do. Who am I to say what you do or don't want to do? What I will tell you is it feels a lot better. You feel a lot happier when you choose to level up, when you choose to let the old suppressed energy go, to choose to heal those deep-seated wounds that you've had for a very, 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 very long time. Maybe your mother or your father or your sister or your brother or all of them, an aunt, an uncle, someone that the family knew, right? Regardless of what the circumstance is, there has always been pain. There's always been some resistance and contrasting experiences that we go through as human beings, which actually give us the ability to become stronger. But this is where the but comes in. When these circumstances that are painful, when these wounds scar over as time goes on, it really is up to you how you allow that experience to affect your life. This is when the idea of victimization comes into play. You as an individual will not allow yourself, you will not be a vibrational equivalent to leveling up. You will not allow your vibration to raise if you continue to victimize yourself. If you continue to look at your life and ask yourself, well, why me? Why did this happen to me? Why did I have the abusive family member? Why did I have, why was I born in a family full of lack and limitation? Why me? Why was I never given the tools or the guidance that I need to be my best self? Why me? Once you learn to let go of that old program of victimization, once you learn to recognize that you are literally giving in, you are completely signing over your power to your past, that is problematic. When you surrender your empowerment, when you surrender your power in the present due to experiences that have wounded you in the past, how are you supposed to get stronger? How are you supposed to learn the lesson that you were supposed to learn through that experience and move on? Well, I'll tell you the answer. It's vibrationally impossible. Quantum physics says it will not work. The only way for you to level up, the only way for you to continually raise your vibration is to take responsibility for the way that you have responded to things in your life. Take responsibility for the way that you handled these traumatic circumstances and say to yourself, I did the best that I could at that time. Forgive yourself. Forgiveness is huge, guys. Okay, so number one, like we talked about just now, okay, we got to learn to no longer be the victim. That is important. We really got to let go of that victimizer programming. That program, it is in the same way the brain works like a computer, except the brain is a quantum computer. That is infinitely more powerful and can bend time and space. Okay? So just like a computer or a device like a computer, whether it's a smartphone or a tablet, when you download an application, that application is then accessible to you and available to you. Right? Let's say you want to download an app for sending someone money. You're going to download your app, and then you'll be able to send someone some money. Let's say you want to download an application to where you can make little beats on your computer. Well, you go ahead, download that application, and then all of a sudden you have what it is that you want accessible to you. The brain and consciousness works in the exact same way. When you choose to download a specific series of information, or when you choose to download, instead of the metaphor, I will literally say, when you decide to act the way that you wish you want to be, when you decide to pretend that you are everything that you wish that you are, you literally tell your brain to download that application. That application of you feeling like the healthy, happy, joyous, prosperous, compassionate, loving, empathetic, understanding individual that you know you're meant to be, that you know you already are. That person is in you. That person is you. The only reason why you may not be manifesting these things at this specific time in your life, or the only reason why you might not be displaying the character traits that you want to at this specific time in your life, is because you're hiding behind layers. You're hiding behind these layers of the pain that you've experienced from the past. You're hiding behind these layers of the idea of fear, the potential of what if I get hurt again? What if I become vulnerable and I get hurt again? That is a huge thing, especially when it comes to relationships. What, you know, for people that have been hurt in the past, for people that have been toxic relationships, for anybody that has opened themselves up and become vulnerable to a person, and then that person takes advantage of that vulnerability, and then all of a sudden after that experience, you become closed off because you are too afraid of being hurt, because your heart is too precious and your heart is too sensitive and your heart is too pure, and you only want to be loved without condition. You only want to be cared for and appreciated for the person that you are. When you go through life without realizing your empowerment, when you go through life without realizing these dogmatic belief systems that have been literally imposed upon you throughout your experience ever since you were a child, if you continue to go out through life and not heal yourself, not do something about the pain, not do something about the self-destructive behaviors, whether it be whether you're a workaholic, whether you are an alcoholic, a drug addict, whether you're addicted to sex, whether you're addicted to sleeping, whatever your crutch is, if you do not heal yourself, if you do not find a way to come to terms with that pain, to let that pain go, to surrender yourself to the pain and embody joy. When you surrender to the pain can no longer be because you've let it go. When you surrender yourself and release your resistance to that pain, there is all of a sudden, instantaneously, no more room for that pain to exist in your consciousness. You will no longer feel that dense, hurtful, tremendously detrimental scar that has held you back from being and embodying and practicing the life that you want to practice, being the person you want to be. So I love each and every single one of you with all of my heart, and I cannot thank you enough for having the courage to receive this information, take this information in. If you guys want to email me, feel free to do so anytime, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. I just want you guys to know that you have the power to be, do, and have anything and everything you set your mind to. It's not your fault. It is not your fault that you were deceived at a young age, that someone was hurtful or painful, caused pain upon you. It is not your fault that you surrendered to fear. It's okay. And we on the Vibration Station are here to remind you that within you lies the limitless potential to focus your energy in a way that serves not only you, but the rest of humanity. The best way, the only way, to heal this planet, you know, everybody, anybody that is doing something for the betterment of humanity or for the betterment of, you know, this planet, anybody that says, you know, I came here to save the world or I'm contributing to saving the world, the best way and the only way to save the world is to save yourself first. The only way and the best way and the only way to heal your planet, to heal the people on your planet, to heal the inhabitants of Mother Earth, the only way is to heal yourself first, is to take responsibility for even the shittiest, most effed up, terrible, victim-driven experiences that you've had in your life, things that happened to you that are unimaginable and it was never your fault. Things that you paid the price for due to someone else's ignorance. Do not let those experiences define and dictate your future. Do not allow the past to be a compass for your present. Your present is the gift. That's why it is called the present. This moment is the gift. In this moment, we need to learn to cherish, to be appreciative and grateful and compassionate and understanding about everything that, number one, we are going through as individuals. Give ourselves a break. Understand that we are worthy of being, doing, and having anything and everything that we could possibly imagine. But then on another level, not only are we worthy, but all of humanity is worthy of what we envision them to be worthy of. If we believe that every single person on this planet deserves to be happy, and we really, really embody that, and we really capture that in our hearts, I'm telling you, you will continue to raise the vibration, and little by little, this entire planet will become a happier place. That's it. It is a very difficult concept sometimes to fathom, but you are your reality. Every single aspect of your life is a direct reflection of your reality. Do you guys know that? Do you understand that? It's so important that you recognize and understand you are literally your reality. Check this out, guys. This is what we're going to do for one moment, all right? We are going to take 30 seconds. We're going to take 30 seconds. And in these 30 seconds, we are going to find as many things as we can to be grateful for. So within a 30-second time frame, we are going to have dead air. I am going to kill the microphone. And just do this practice with me. Do this work with me. Literally, just for a time frame of 30 seconds, count your blessings. Count the amazing experiences that you've had in your life. Count even the contrasting ones, even the hurt, the painful ones, the hurtful ones that made you stronger, that assisted you in defining who you are today, that assisted you in giving you that insatiable drive and desire to be the best and greatest version of yourself. All right? I love you guys. We're going to go 30 seconds gratitude mode. 3, 2, 1. Let's be thankful. All right, guys, if you were able to come up with some stuff and you were able to tap into something that reminded you of your empowerment, reminded you of what assists you in becoming greater every day? What can you do to level up, right? Go ahead, write that down. If you have a pen or a paper, write that down. If you're listening to the show on some sort of device, go ahead and open up notes and write those things down. The reason why I'm asking you to write this down is because when you take 30 seconds, right? We could take a minute. We could take 2 minutes. We could take 5 minutes. When you take 30 seconds and you say, okay, what are the first things that I'm grateful for? The very first things, the very first responses that come into your head, those are obviously, subconsciously, the things you're most grateful for and at the top of your list. So those are the things in your life that you focus on. Those are the things in your life that you, when you're having a bad day or when you're having a difficult time with life or you're having a difficult time with something, those are the beautiful experiences or circumstances that you immediately go to when you start to feel down, if you start to feel, or when you start to feel consumed by regret or pain or unworthiness, or anything that is keeping you from leveling up, anything that's keeping you from consistently raising your vibration, just remember, guys, just remember, you can go straight back to these things that you're grateful for. The moment that you shift into gratitude is the moment that you are impenetrable to any lower vibration energy. Any low frequency energy has literally, there is a quantum law against any lower frequency energy being able to penetrate a high vibrating consciousness. So as long as you are maintaining a high vibration, so as long as you are doing whatever you possibly can, exercise, make music, write, do computer coding, do something that just brings you joy. You go, I understand we all have work and then we get home from work and we're tired. Find some time to do things that you love. And then eventually, what every single person should be doing is finding how they're going to get from where they are to how they can make money by doing what they love. Right? Because eventually, you know, you can do something for 20 years, but if you're not enjoying it, if you're not really happy with what you wake up every morning, at least 4 or 5 days a week to do, then unfortunately, you are not living to your fullest potential, as we had expressed and talked about earlier. But it doesn't matter what age you are. It doesn't matter what you've been through in life. It doesn't matter what current hiccups you are experiencing or current hurdles that you have to jump over to get to where you want to be. You have all the time in the world. And I know everyone says the opposite. Everyone says, well, you have a limited amount of time. Well, of course we do. Of course we have a limited amount of time. And of course we should seize every single moment because time is precious. This moment is the most precious commodity in the entire cosmos. You could accumulate all the gold, platinum, palladium, silver, any precious metal in the entire universe, compile them into one large brick, and this moment would still not be even close to equivalent to the worth of all the gold and precious metal in the universe. What I'm saying is time is the most valuable commodity in the cosmos. So although people say, oh, we have a limited amount of time, which we do, we also, on the contrary, we have as much time as we need to get our shit straight. We have as much time as we need to do whatever we have to do, to focus on whatever we have to focus on, to heal whatever we have to heal. That's the big one. I'm going to reiterate and say again, to heal whatever we have to heal. We have as much time as we need to get from where we are to where we want to be. There is no limitation. There is no time limit to experiencing a quantum shift in your life. Some people's lives change literally overnight. One thing happens. Some people call it a miracle. I call it vibrational alignment. One random thing happens, and next thing you know, that person's life is changed forever. Sometimes it takes 6 months. Sometimes it takes 6 years. Sometimes it takes 60 years. Regardless, you will live the life of your dreams and embody the version of yourself that you wish to embody, so as long, there is a condition to this, so as long as you learn to release the resistance towards things that make you unhappy. So as long as you continue to be diligent about using contrast in the right way. When a contrasting experience comes into your life, when an experience comes and it seeds frustration or fear or unhappiness, the best and most efficient way to navigate through those experiences is to allow for yourself to see that this experience is an exact vibrational opposite of what it is that I actually and truly wish to experience. So knowing that and understanding that and having that information at your disposal is tremendously helpful. When it comes down to it, if you know this and you practice this and you live day by day by this understanding, there is no reason why you should not and will not be raising your vibration each and every single day, becoming a happier, wealthier, brighter, more empowered person each and every single day of your life. Right, so this is really what it comes down to, guys, is you have the choice to choose. Within you lies infinite wisdom, infinite understanding, infinite ability to deliberately and consciously direct your focus, your mental focus, your mental power towards creating something in your life, towards doing something that brings you joy. And it's all so simple. Remember, this is a very, very wise teacher once shared this with me, and it's always stuck with me. Anytime I'm experiencing something contrasting in life, anytime I'm in a debacle with myself, I remind myself, God is simple. The devil is in the details. The shadow, the darkness, the confusion, the lack of understanding, all that is in the details. God is simple. The answer, the path of least resistance, the path of less contrast and more embodiment of higher self and embracing the experiences in life that bring you joy, that is simple. That stuff is, the stuff comes so naturally, so organically. It's like you don't even need to try too hard to find it. It's just kind of right there. We are, our brains, our consciousness is receiving and transmitting mechanisms. We literally have the power to receive and transmit information from the cosmos. A lot of ancient astronaut theorists, ancient astronaut historians will tell you that there is what's called the Akashic Records. And the Akashic Records is essentially an infinite, endless, boundless space that contains all the information in the universe. All the information. So you have accessibility to receiving literally infinite amounts of wisdom. The only factor that dictates how much information you can obtain and how much knowledge and wisdom is the vibrational frequency of your consciousness, is the density of your consciousness, is the it's essentially, you know, if you have a slower computer, you're not going to be able to hold as much information or download as many applications or run as many programs. If you have a faster computer with high, you know, a larger, more megabytes or, you know, gigabytes, whatever bytes you're working with, anything that's larger, anything that's upgraded, is going to work a lot more seamlessly than anything that is out of date, that is outdated, or any programming that has been outdated. Any programming that has been updated that is no longer in use, those pieces of technology are not going to operate with these new applications as well as the updated software. So that metaphor, once again, is saying when you make the conscious and deliberate choice to sift and sort through your belief systems, through the pain, really what it is, and they're all connected. The belief systems has to do with the pain that you've experienced, has to do with the density of consciousness, has to do with the level of understanding, which has to do with the vibration, which has to do with the reality in which you experience. So literally, the reality in which you experience is a direct reflection of what's going on in your head. So if you want to live that life that you envision, you got to upgrade your software. And the only way, as we discussed, as we've been discussing throughout this entire show, the only way to upgrade your software, to raise your vibration, is to release, let go, just like Tao teaches, Taoism, the Buddha teaches. We must let go. The root of all suffering is attachment. And when we understand that the root of all suffering is attachment, when we understand that the only ideas that give us pain, the only concepts that allow us to experience density, such as pain and strife and struggle, is the fact that we are not allowing ourselves to upgrade our consciousness software. We are not allowing ourselves to heal the pain, to sift and sort through our past experiences and decide what is it that we want to hold on to? What is it that we want to continue to feel? What is it that we want to continue to embody? And then define this for yourself. What is it that we're grateful for? We did the 30-second gratitude exercise. Write those things down. When you start to feel pain, when you start to feel like you are in a state of contrast or in a state of resistance, write the things down that you're grateful for. And the reason why we did the 30 seconds, like I said, is because 30 seconds only gives you a limited amount of time to quickly decide and sift and sort through your entire mind as to the things that bring you the most joy. Once you recognize the things that bring you the most joy, you can literally feed off of that energy. You can literally feed off of the energy of the things that make you feel grateful by practicing a state of gratitude. Feed off of the energy of the things that you understand have sculpted you and assisted you in becoming the amazing, beautiful, bright, empowered, healthy, wealthy, wise person that you are today. Embrace these things. And if you don't feel like you are these things, if you do not feel like you are happy, healthy, wealthy, abundant, wise, if you do not feel that way, do whatever you freaking can to convince yourself, because that's the only way that you're going to get there. I love this saying, and people often mistaken it. Fake it till you make it. This is huge. To fake it until you make it. That doesn't mean be fake. That doesn't mean don't be real. That does not mean be something that you are not. What it means is fake the feeling of what it is that you wish to feel until you have fully manifested it. What this means is literally convince yourself on a fundamental level that you have, or you are, or you are doing whatever it is that you wish to be, do, and have. Fake it until you make it. That's what this means, is literally convince yourself, tell yourself, I have these accessible to me. These are already accessible to me. My natural state of being is one of unconditional love, compassion, understanding. My birthright is one of pure, unconditional abundance. Anything I can envision, it is my birthright that I can create it. The only thing that's getting in the way of me knowing that I want this and me actually having it is my resistance towards receiving it. My relationship with all the conditions that come before I have told myself I can receive this. This means you need to learn to let go of the conditions that hold you back from unconditionally receiving the things that you believe you deserve. And then if you don't believe that you deserve, then you need to work on self-worthiness. And that can be very, very, very difficult. I have been working on self-worthiness for a long time. I'm very proud of myself, and I could say that I've achieved a level of self-worthiness to where I'm very happy with myself, but there's always more to go. There's always a greater state of worthiness, a greater state of well-being, a greater state of joy, a greater state of knowingness, a greater state of wisdom, a greater state of abundance. You are never, ever, ever to stop growing. You are always to be expanding. You are always to be becoming more, becoming happier, healthier, wealthier, wiser, more joyous, more inspired, more empowered, and then empower others with that wisdom. That's how you live a happy life. You want to live a happy life? Do as much as you can to empower those around you. You want to level up? This is what literally today's topic is called. Leveling up in consciousness. In the same way that we have a software update with our computers, we have a software update with our consciousness. We're updating our software. We're updating our understanding of who we are, what we're capable of creating, what we're capable of putting our energy towards, what we're capable of doing when we unify and come together with the same intention, and everybody's intention is pure and good and positive, and everybody only wants the best for everybody else. We are unstoppable. We are a limitless race of people when we come together and decide that we want the best for each other. But it takes time. It's going to take quite a bit of time to get there and a lot of convincing. The point is, we're not trying to save the world. Can I tell you why? Because the world is already fucking saved. The world has already been saved. The world is saved each and every single day when billions of people have a smile on their face just because. There's an infinite number of parallel realities. There's an infinite number of vibrational frequencies in consciousness. Each vibration is a different parallel reality in the infinite vast universe. So with every single vibration that your consciousness is experiencing, you are literally experiencing a different reality in the universe. When you raise your vibration, when you choose to empower yourself, when you choose to embody that higher and greater and brighter and more abundant, more luxurious, more royal, you are royalty, you are divine royalty, you are angelic royalty. This is who you are. This is what you deserve to experience. And anything less than that, we have work to do. Anything less than that, you got some work to do, and the way to work towards it is literally by faking it until you make it. Fake the feeling of what it is that you wish to have until it comes. If you continue to convince yourself that anything and everything you deserve is on its way, if you continue to convince yourself that you are being presented limitless opportunity, no matter where you go, no matter what it is that you're doing, no matter what it is that your circumstances are, if you truly convince yourself that you are capable of creating anything you want in your life, you will. You must and you have to. It is vibrational law. Listen up, guys. This has been an absolutely amazing show. Thank you for hanging out with me one-on-one today. Solo show here on Dave's Good Vibration Station. I want to make sure any listeners that resonated to this information, anything you guys want to share with me, any updates you have, anything at all, feel free to email me, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, that's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Also, guys, make sure to check out our sibling Instagram account called Divine Mind Tribe. That's at divine.mind.tribe. All right, guys, here is the energy that we're going to be experiencing from this point forward. It is unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, compassion, empathy, understanding, laughter, laughter, laughter. As many things as we can be thankful for. Take that time and count your blessings. The more you have to be thankful for, the more the universe has to give you to be thankful for. Listen up, guys. All the unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. Thank you so much for tuning in to Dave's Good Vibration Station here on LA Talk Radio. We will see you guys next Sunday. Love you so much. Thank you for everything. Stay strong. And we love you. Peace.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.